Hello, and welcome back to another episode with the Uninformed Gamers. I am one of your hosts, Chameleon or Chris, and I have with me one of my other hosts. I've got Devin or Darkness Tiger.
Hey, shout out. What's going on, brother?
Well, you're doing a little ready to rumble taunt right there.
Let's get ready to rumble. Well, we can't say that. That's like trademarked.
What?
Yeah, like the guy who did that whole thing. He actually apparently trademarked, and if you say that on TV, you have to pay that guy.
Trash. That's just like if you say Super Bowl, like the week of the Super Bowl or leading up to the Super Bowl, you have to pay the NFL royalties.
That's fucking stupid. But I had a really like conspiracy thought about the Super Bowl, and it's occurred to me yesterday. So you know how like people have to prepay in advance like millions of dollars to get a commercial on the Super Bowl, right? So I'm under the impression that I don't expect the Super Bowl to refund people money.
Right.
So if they don't expect you to refund money, and I'm assuming they're willing to take every bit of dollar out of you, what happens if the game runs long? They still have Super Bowl commercials.
I don't know.
So like if they have Super Bowl commercials and the game runs long, that means that you would have had to have like said, okay, well, here's give us $1 million on the off chance that your commercial will be shot. Or the Super Bowl knows, okay, well, here's your time slot. It's going to be after the it's going to be once the game goes long, then your commercial will be then.
I feel like the time between plays and like when there's a timeout or a quarter stop or something like that, it feels like you get a longer amount of commercials. So they probably try and throw in a fluctuating amount of stuff depending on how many commercials have already played.
Okay.
That's how I think it works.
I don't know. I feel like there's going to have to be at least one trailer that's getting in there some scammy kind of way. Like, bro, you weren't supposed to be in here.
Probably.
Man, what you been up to, brother, man? What has been going on the last week or so since we spoke last?
Oh, man. Really just playing Hogwarts Legacy, to be honest with you. That and a little COD as well.
I have to say, Hogwarts Legacy is kind of addictive.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. Don't get it twisted. But, like, I've been seeing myself using my PS5 way more now that I have that than I've ever used it before.
Yeah, because the game's legit good.
Yeah, well, just, the game's good.
Yeah, like it just has so many things and just like hidden stuff and little Easter eggs and just you're just like, huh? Now that's something I have to manage now. Like I don't know if you've gotten to the point where you have the room of requirement.
I have not gotten to that point. I am moving very slowly in this game.
Me too. So it's so funny. I'm like level 20.
Yeah.
And my quest is back at level 11. Like,
yes. I think I'm like level 14 and my quest is level 3.
Yeah. You should do the main quest because there's some stuff that I'm like, oh, fuck, I really need that. I'm just not going to say what it is. But like, yeah, at least like up to like quest level 14. I have this one that I've been waiting for.
Well, I know I've gotten a side quest where it's like, the only way to continue is I have to unlock so much more stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm like, God, now I gotta go back and play the main story. But then I start walking towards the main story. Here's a side quest for you. And I'm like, fuck. So then I'm just going down lines and lines of side quests.
Yep.
And like, I'm like actively like looking for side quests now. Like, I'm like, I don't need to do the main story. I'll just do a side quest.
I'm curious, like, how many there are. I have done so many fucking side quests and assignments for the teachers. And I'm like, holy shit, there's so many.
I mean, I appreciate it, but I was reading that a lot of people are saying that Hogwarts Legacy 2 is going to be the epitome of a game. And some people are even saying that Hogwarts Legacy has potential to be game of the year. Do you think that it might be a little bit too early to tell, considering we're still in just February? But I could have swore Elden Ring was February, March as well last year. And it rang through Game of the Year contender for the entirety of the year, smiting God of War Ragnarok, who towards the end of the year picked up quite a lot of awards and nominations.
Yeah.
So do you think Do you see anything on the horizon this year outside of Hogwarts Legacy that has the potential to challenge for Game of the Year? The first thing that comes to my mind is Starfield, if that comes out.
Right.
That's the only really thing I see for this year is Starfield. I know there's probably a lot of games that are coming out this year that I'm just not thinking of, but I think Hogwarts Legacy may have a chance to be Game of the Year contender.
So I would say, yes, Hogwarts Legacy definitely does have a chance to go Game of the Year. Hi-Fi Rush, I actually would say it as well. It's like, you know, it's like one of those ones that's like the lower tier probably won't win it, but it will get nominated.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I would also say that the new Spider-Man that's coming out, as long as they nail it, because I think that's supposed to come this year.
Okay.
If they nail that, that'll also be a probably a contender. There's a lot of games that come out this year. I don't remember the list right now off the top of my head, but there's like a shit ton. So there's probably some more mixed in there that I haven't thought of.
I guarantee, as we're going to see throughout the rest of the year, there might be some, but I think Hogwarts Legacy has a pretty good chance. And I think that, as we saw with Elden Ring being winning Game of the Year contender, that was multi-platform.
Yep. So
it got into a lot more people's hands than, say, God of War Ragnarok, which was only PlayStation 5 or Sony exclusive because it was PS4
and PS5.
So I think it's got a good chance. For me, I've obviously been playing Hogwarts Legacy.
Yep.
I've gotten back into Yakuza Like a Dragon, so I've actually been playing that consistently on my Xbox.
Okay.
I guess it's easier for me to play than Assassin's Creed Valhalla, because every time I boot up Assassin's Creed Valhalla, only I can think of is just like, I have so much I have to do in this. So much I have to do. And it's discouraging. Like, I'll literally boot up, play for about 30 minutes, do one mission, and then bounce out. Because I'm like, I don't have the energy to keep this up.
Yeah. So funny.
And then one of the things that I actually texted in the group, I texted my a buddy of mine who I work with. I'm considering the PSVR 2.
You are?
The problem is the price. I can't get past the price. Because I've seen videos of people playing Gran Turismo 7 with VR 2, and it looks legitimately good.
Yeah.
But the fact that I'm only going to be buying it for one game, because I don't care about any other game. I really don't. Yeah. The VR thing does not seem to appeal to me. And the price tag of entry, I think, at $550 is way too high.
Nuts.
And since it's Gran Turismo, there's no rush for me to go out and get it. Like, it's a thing. It's either a thing or not. But I'm now considering it. But I'm considering quite a few things. I'm considering the PSVR 2, but the price is what's throwing me off. So that's a problem for that. And I'm also considering a handheld way to play Xbox Game Pass.
Yeah.
Because with me traveling Brazil, Thailand, wherever my next adventures are going to go, lugging an Xbox Series X around is just not it. It's a very mid-level experience.
Absolutely.
So I've looked at the Steam Deck. I've looked at the Razer. I've looked at the Logitech. And honestly, it doesn't seem like any of these are great options because I'm still streaming via internet connection.
The Steam Deck, you don't. That's downloaded.
Okay, so I can download onto the Steam Deck.
Yeah. But not the Game Pass games.
See, that's the problem, because Game Pass streamed the Game Pass app, use the beta or whatever. Even though I think it's funny that it's still in beta form, you stream it, and if it's based off an internet connection, because hell, my own personal internet connection is not good enough to stream games I discovered.
Even mine, I have gigabyte service, and it's still a little tough. Like, sometimes it'll be great, be like a seamless experience. Sometimes I'm like, man, fuck, you're really struggling today.
Yeah.
I think the Steam Deck, last I heard, you couldn't download the games like you would like a PC.
Okay.
But I think they're trying to bring it to it eventually to like make it work like a regular PC. In that aspect. But yeah, no, that's a good call out. Yeah, most of them are just streaming because that's all you can really do unless you're on the Xbox console or a PC.
Well, hell, I have a Microsoft Surface Pro 7, and I discovered that, you can't play games off of here because this is not built to do that. And I said, why, Microsoft, would you build a tablet, a powerful, a semi-powerful tablet, at that can't even run your own games?
Yeah. No, that is a little goofy. I guess it wasn't built for it. I guess it's not a gaming machine technically.
Okay.
Like, I've played RuneScape on mine, and I have streamed games on it, but like, yeah. None of those require anything.
this is the moment where I'll say, like, Apple has built a much better ecosystem, because across the lineup, no matter what you have, whether you're an iPhone, an iPad, Mac, Apple Watch, whatever you have, it's going to work seamlessly across the board. Microsoft is going to have a bunch of great products that don't work well together.
Okay. Well, Let me just backtrack to this. I'm sure half of America is going to hate me because
you're not an Apple owns, guy. Like,
No. Apple doesn't do gaming well. It never has, never will. It has that Apple Arcade, and you can do like tablet and phone gaming.
I forget about
that. If you try a game on their PC, good luck. Their Mac is not built for it. It's just not. Like, most games don't even support it because it's so bad.
See, I see people who like use the Macs, they're paying the thousands of dollars. Companies are like, oh, we're sending you a Mac. And every time I've used the Mac, I'm like, I don't like this.
I was about to just shine up my Mac that I have for work. But
yeah
I have a MacBook that's sitting over there on the couch.
I think I have a Dell.
Yeah, no, I have questioned my company on that. And then I was basically told that the code base that we work with, it's basically only doable on Mac. They're like, you can do it on Windows, but you have to do a lot of like backdoor stuff.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we would use it, but we built our code on Apple products. So it's called Ruby.
Yeah. Ruby.
Yeah, we use that. And it basically apparently doesn't work well on Windows computers. Now, someone could be lying to me. So if there's someone that's listening to this and says, no, that's incorrect. Like, it's pretty easy to use. But that's what I was given, because I was like, can I get like a Windows machine?
Yes.
Because it is not a good experience on Mac. It's just not. Anyone that tells me that it's easier to use than a Windows machine, I say you're full of shit. Because
I agree with that
statement. Yeah, like, because we literally grew up on Windows machines. Like,
yep.
Sure. Like, sometimes the schools had those big, thick Mac machines. Yeah. When we were growing up, but like, it was very limited. You didn't like, you had specific programs that the computer opened up to. You weren't actually like using it.
Right.
So anyone that says it's easier, they're full of shit. Like, it's, I have a hard time believing that it's somehow easier unless you've just never used a computer before.
Yeah. Like, how some people are just like, oh, Teslas are easier to drive. No, they are not.
It's the same to drive as everything else.
Actually, it's not. I think Teslas are so weird to drive. I can talk about that for a quick second, because you know my current car troubles. And so I've been looking at replacement vehicles, and right now the Tesla Model 3 is currently leading. It's in the lead with three other vehicles. And I like the idea of a Tesla. I like the tech of a Tesla. I do not like Elon Musk. And I was looking at my Twitter notifications, the Uninformed Gator, at Uninformed Gamers on Twitter. Why are half my notifications from Elon Musk? Like, bro.
Because he's a liar.
He is a liar. He is a narcissist. Like, bro, stop tweeting and stop promoting your own tweets. That's like the people who pay for their own tweets. Shut the fuck up.
I was like half tempted to mute or block him, but I bet he's got it disabled at this point.
Well, guarantee. Like, part of me was curious. I'm like, I guarantee if I go onto his Twitter page, somehow I'm following him, and I don't follow him.
Remember Tom from MySpace?
Yeah, I followed him. I think Elon is the new Tom from MySpace. At least Tom was likable. But no.
Oh, man.
So yeah, Tesla. I'm looking at a Tesla Model 3. If you want to. I'm going to see about scheduling a demo. So if you want to join me, just so you can see what it's like.
Yes.
You can go check it out.
Yeah, definitely. Let me know. I'm down.
All right, we'll do. So let's go ahead and let's talk Microsoft. You're bringing us a Microsoft story, and this has to do with the Activision Blizzard acquisition. There's been a lot of talk going on in the news, and there may have been some pretty sizable development to appease regulators. And Chris, what has been that development?
Yeah, so basically, Microsoft is locked in a legal battle, both here in the States with the FTC and in the UK with the CMA. And who is pushing that legal battle is, you know who, Sony. And also, there's two other companies that are saying that, like, it's anti-competitive. I cannot remember what, who they are off the top of my head. I apologize for that. But regardless, one of the things that was said to be an issue with the anti-competitiveness is how Microsoft has a lock on cloud gaming. So Microsoft, to appease the regulators, they're like, okay. We made a 10-year partnership with NVIDIA to bring Xbox PC games to GeForce Now via the cloud gaming service. And so it is now, if this, like, once this goes through, like, if this goes through, I assume it's if it goes through, or it may already just be going. I'm not sure on that part. If it's just, if it's in effect now, or if it's here it is. It's to be streamed on GeForce Now after Microsoft acquisition of Activision closes. So after the Activision deal closes, I don't know if that's, if it goes through with like a passing or goes through with a failure. Like, is it just regardless? But either way, they've signed a 10-year agreement with NVIDIA to bring Xbox Game Pass to NVIDIA's cloud servers. Which is pretty dope.
It is pretty dope, but I think it's like kind of funny the amount of deals Microsoft is cutting, and it's like, if we pass, y'all get everything.
I don't know. It doesn't word it. It just says when the Activision deal closes.
It's not an if, it's when. Like, we're going to fight this all the way until the end. Like, it's not going to be, we're going to get this to pass no matter what. But I saw that the president, not the CEO of Microsoft, but the president of Microsoft, right. He apparently keeps a contract in his back pocket that he wants Sony to sign. It's just like, this is the deal. This is the deal. We're waiting for Sony to sign it. And Sony's like, die. Sony's like, I do not want it. We don't care. We're not signing anything. But I think that what Microsoft is doing, I think what they're doing is very smart.
Yes.
They are showing that they are 100% willing and able to work with every developer, every major gaming company, Nintendo included, because Nintendo is obviously also part of this. And the only person who's not willing to play ball is Sony, who owns, what, 60, 70% of the market share?
Yeah, a lot of it.
So I think that by Microsoft willing and able to appease every single company, and Sony not willing to reciprocate, Microsoft can say, we have done everything that we have attempted to do. We've tried every single way to get them on board. We've offered them deals. They're not willing to negotiate. There's nothing we can do. We can just say that they do not wish to be involved, and nothing we're going to do is going to allow that to happen. They do not, apparently, they don't believe it's anti-competitive if they're not willing to sign an agreement with us.
It's ridiculous. It's absolutely insane.
I think Sony is being a child, and I think they're really doing their own PlayStation users. They're doing them a disservice, because if Microsoft goes ahead and says, all right, well, if you don't want to be a part of this agreement, if you do not want Call of Duty, you're not going to get it.
Yeah.
Like,
I've had this in my mind, and it may sound pretty fucking crazy out loud.
Go for it.
It probably is.
Go for it.
If I'm Activision, I'm not happy. And they have been very vocal that they're not happy with Sony about this. They're like, you're literally trying to fuck with our business and our money.
Yep.
Like, their higher ups have like stake in the company.
Mm-hmm.
And so when the company gets bought, their stock prices are going to go up because they're going to be Microsoft stock.
Yeah.
And so if I'm Activision, personally, I'm a very, you know me, I'm not a forgiving person.
You're a scorched earth individual.
Yes, I will burn everything.
Yeah.
If I'm Activision, I'd be like, okay, fine. We just take all of our games off of yours and we'll survive without it. And we'll get the cutbacks, we'll figure it out.
See, I'm that level of petty. I'm that.
I am so petty.
I'm like, well, Sony, you try. Well, we're going to do 3 years without you. We're going to do 3 years without you just to be a dick. It's going to be called Call of Duty Microsoft. What's going to be called?
Like, so if they, let's just say Sony succeeds in killing this deal. Let's just say that they do it.
Yeah.
I would immediately be like, okay, right. no more Call of Duty on Sony. Sorry.
The next day, if I was Bobby Kotick, and he's an absolute dick, but if I was Bobby Kotick, the next day I'd have a press conference and I'd be like, well, we would like to formally announce we're going to be having a much better partnership with Microsoft, and we ain't bringing shit to Sony except the shit's already on there, and we're going to pull it tonight.
Dude, and like, it would be, that would throw some waves, because that would fuck the market up. Like,
yes,
that would push some shit, because you've got Diablo, mm-hmm. which is a massive franchise. You've got of course, Call of Duty.
Overwatch. You've got WoW. You've got, I think somebody said the Crash Bandicoot series.
Yeah.
But here's the, Activision Blizzard could technically do that because it's not a monopoly. You could just make your own business.
Correct. Decision. Yeah, it'd be a straight business decision. Yep.
And no one could say anything because, hell, if Activision Blizzard said, we will no longer work with Sony, and they decided we're going to go ahead and pursue an acquisition with Microsoft again, the FTC can't say anything because they didn't have a deal with Sony.
Right.
It would be just like, well, you shot yourself in the foot, Sony.
Right. Like the I forget her name. I think it's like Lana or something. She's a higher up in Activision. Okay. She is vocal on Twitter, and she is not happy
because she wants Bobby Kotick to get out of there. She's like, I am so sick of that. I'm going to drag this company down myself.
She is like, I do not like how Sony is treating. Like, this is absolutely absurd. Like, and the fact that they won't even. Apparently, they just won't even sit down in a room with them and talk with them. Nope. Like, they're ignoring their calls. And so, like, you can't do business that way. Like, who does business like that?
And if I was Microsoft, I would tell the FTC like this. They are not willing to negotiate. They do not wish to have a discussion. There is no way in which we can appease them. So we're not going to. We're doing nothing to appease them. And you can't stop us because there's nothing they're willing to do to sit down. All these other companies are willing to come to the room, sit down, have a 10-year agreement, 10-year deal. We're going to build a much better partnership with other companies because they're willing to negotiate, because they see that this is not stoppable. Sony's the one who's keeping themselves out. And if Sony doesn't wish to participate, then you can't say that it's a monopoly because, hell, they're not the ones to negotiate.
Yep, absolutely. You know, I remember one of the companies, and it was funny, that said that this deal is anti-competitive. Hmm. It was freaking Google. Google, wow. You got out of streaming.
I'd be like, bro, Google, you are not in any position. You should shut the fuck up. Google, keep your opinions to yourself. Like, no one asked you, Google.
Right. I was like, what?
Like, Apple's like, this is anti-competitive. What? Bro, Facebook is like, hey, guys, this is not right. You shouldn't be allowed to buy up all your competitors.
You know who didn't? And I was actually surprised he didn't say it was anti-competitive. Hmm. Tencent.
Tencent is sitting there quivering in its boots. It is sitting there watching. Because I guarantee Tencent's like, how can we acquire Microsoft now?
Yeah, they got like 500 IPs sitting there.
That they don't use. That they don't use.
Right. No. Oh, yeah, it's funny, dude. That whole legal battle is comical to me.
It's dumb, but let's go ahead and let's change topics to our actual main story of today. And this is actually coming through in part to The Last of Us. I don't know if you've watched The Last of Us yet.
No. Of course not. It is on my list. I'm going to do it. I promise.
He said that last episode that he was going to watch, and he did not.
Well, so, I picked up You because the new season came out, and I've been watching that.
Bro, Last of Us is better. So the reason this came out is because The Last of Us, obviously a Sony PlayStation video game that was adapted into a TV series on HBO Max. It is getting rave reviews. Everyone who's watched it says they love it. There was some criticism about episode 3, but it's only because people are a-holes. Naturally.
Yeah.
I've watched it. I'm currently almost all caught up. This new episode came out Sunday. I haven't yet watched it, but I'll be watching it soon. It's phenomenal. So with that being said, there was an article on BuzzFeed. And the question was, what are some video games that would make great TV adaptations? And BuzzFeed listed about 18 game series. And let's go through each one and let's see if this would make a good TV series. Yes or no? First off, when we played this particular series, would it make a good TV series? And if the answer to that question is yes, who do we think would do the most amount of service to the TV series?
Okay.
So the first one on the board is the video game God of War. One, have you played the series God of War?
Yes.
I have as well. I've not played the most recent two, but I played the originals.
Okay. I played the most recent one. I didn't play much of the originals, but I watched like the YouTube.
Okay.
All the cutscenes so I could figure out what the hell is happening in this world.
Right. So do you think God of War would make a good TV series?
I actually do, because it would remind me a lot of like Spartacus, but minus the big mythical creatures, just like this, the Spartan going through his journey. I actually think it would be a damn good adaptation, either TV or movie.
I think it'd make a fairly, the thing is, I think it'd make a great movie, trilogy.
Yeah.
I don't know if it'll make a great 10 episodes, a season, 5 season thing.
I mean, if you separate it like that, I would say it would probably need like to like section it out well, probably with like 8 seasons.
I don't know if I could watch God of War for 8 seasons. if you give a limited series, like if you give like two seasons, like a limited series,
I couldn't do it. It would be too condensed.
But there's so much going on, and you could build a very beautiful TV series just by giving it. Like, remember the series Chernobyl?
I didn't watch it, but I know what it is. Yes.
Well, it was a limited series, but it was phenomenal. The whole thing was wrapped up in one season. But because you were able to tell the story concisely, you were able to go as slow as you need to, because you didn't have to drag it out like Supernatural dragged out for 15 fucking seasons.
Hey, man. You shut up about
Supernatural. I love Supernatural. Don't get it twisted. But at the same time, 15 seasons. I think you can adapt this into TV. But I think you have to do it a certain particular way. Now,
I'd be open to seeing how someone would do it.
Now, who do you think would be most likely to pick this up and do it well?
Man, that's hard. I'm just going to go with the default Netflix.
All right. Well, currently Amazon is working with Sony to produce a live action series. And when I think of this, I think of the Lord of the Rings Ring of Power.
Okay, yeah.
So I think Amazon has the money to throw at it to make it very successful.
Yeah.
I think my problem with Netflix is that Netflix is cancel happy.
They are cancel happy. This show wasn't successful. It had like one of the most massive viewerships.
Their number one show. They promoted some articles written about it. They're like, it's not successful. We're going to cancel it. Amazon will drop $1 billion on a show that's not good and be like, yep, we're going to renew this. We're going to renew this for a season 2.
Yes, do all it.
Right. So we agree that would make a good app, live by service adaptation. All right. So moving on. Mm-hmm. Number 2, The Legend of Zelda. Obviously, you and I have both played this.
Obviously, yes.
Do you think this would make a good live service, like a live action, whether it's a movie or TV series? Let's focus on TV series. I think that with the trilogy behind, with everything, the lore behind it, this can only be a TV series.
I'm having a harder time with it because I don't know how they would do it.
Okay.
Just because of how cartoony it is. Like, would it be like an animated like cartoon? Like, would it be like some sort of weird live action?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's definitely possible, but there's not, I feel like there isn't enough story there.
Okay.
Because I feel like in Zelda, I'm literally mostly walking around like there is story.
Right.
But it's just like a few minutes at a time. And then, all right, go do your thing, dude. Go jump in that dungeon.
I feel like with a lot of video games that move over to live action or whatever, they kind of get rid of those little moments. And I'm going to use The Witcher as an example. The Witcher is a game where you walk around a lot.
Yeah.
You do. And yet they were able to translate that into a great Netflix TV series.
It's true.
And so I think that you could do it, but you would have to take those like travel moments and you would have to really narrow it down and make it more intimate moments in the series.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to throw an idea at you for The Legend of Zelda. And here is it. Here's what it is. You know the American Horror Story series?
Yeah.
About how there's a season, but each season is different.
Yep.
I think they could do that with The Legend of Zelda. Like you could do
That's actually a good idea.
Because The Legend of Zelda, let's be honest here, it's the same fucking story. But it's different each series.
Yes, yes.
And I think you could theoretically do an American Horror Story anthology series where you do 10 episodes in a season, obviously finishes with Gandalf being murked. And you can just...
Ganondorf.
You can do the same series, but each series would be different. Like Twilight Princess would be a little bit darker, a little bit more nitty gritty. Wind Waker, you would be focusing more on like island hopping and like beach vibes, things like that. What was the one with the moon? Majora's Mask.
Oh, Majora's Mask. Oh my God, I couldn't do that one.
More depressionary, more melancholy, more like, hey, yeah. This is like we don't have a choice.
Yes. So
I think you could do that, but you would have to do it as a American Horror Story type series.
Where I think that could work. Yeah.
I think that would be successful. And
who do you think could make that?
Honestly, I would give this to Disney. I think Disney is the only people who would be able to do this well, because I feel like if you did this with Amazon, you would not be able to tell the story accurately. I feel like Netflix would not give it the time
what it deserves. Yeah.
I feel like it would not get enough attention on Hulu. And I feel like it's too cartoony for HBO Max.
That's fair. That's fair.
So I would give that to Disney Plus.
Okay. Hearing your arguments, I agree with you.
All right.
I actually think that would actually fit very well in Disney Plus.
All right. Well, thank you. Next one up is Destiny. This one is your realm because I played Destiny once and was like, not for me.
I already know exactly who to say to. And I have a very good reason.
So one, you think it should be a live service?
Yep.
Live action?
Yep. There is so much lore and content there. Like, it has what, over 10 years of like content at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So without a doubt, I think it should be a show. And then I think there's rumors going around that there is going to be something like a movie, TV show, something.
Okay.
Without a doubt. What do you think?
I think this one, I'm going to do this one a little bit different. Do I think it's going to make a live action show? I think the answer is yes, but I think it's going to be done as a game show. Like because you actually have people who dress up and drop them in the actual world.
No.
See, that's the only way I can think this could work. I can't imagine this working as like a thing.
No,
you have some competitors, you drop them in a virtual map.
No. God, no.
Because the thing is, I've only played it once, so I don't know the lore behind it. I just know from the on-level surface. I just don't see how this would work from the on-level surface.
No, that's fair.
So who do you think would be best to pick up this live action?
Without a doubt, Amazon. So if you haven't watched it, Amazon has the best science fiction TV show I have ever seen in my entire life. There is nothing even close to it because it's just so fucking real.
Skinwalker Ranch?
No. Skinwalker Ranch is dope. You leave that alone. That's real too. It's called The Expanse.
Yeah.
And The Expanse is unbelievable. Amazon put the budget toward it. They let the writer have his way and create the show exactly the way that it was intended to be made. And it was absolutely perfect. Like, I'm so sad with how it ended because I want more content. And I'm at this point, the writer says, I'm not sure if there's going to be more.
Who wrote the sequel to Hogwarts Legacy?
Oh, who wrote The Expanse?
So while you look up that, I'll go ahead and move on to the next one. So you believe that Destiny could work as a live action, but you would give it to Amazon to do the series. Yep. Do you have who wrote The Expanse?
Yes, James S.A. Corey.
Okay.
And Ty Frank.
Okay. I feel like James has definitely done something else. So let's move over to the next one. The next one is BioShock, a series that I've played the first one of. I never played the others. Have you played BioShock?
I played the first one.
Okay.
Very recently too, so it's fresh into mind.
Do I think this would make a good live action? I'm going to say no.
I would agree.
I think there's too much. Maybe a movie, but I think I think it's perfectly fine as animated.
Yeah.
And if you're going to make a movie out of this, the only person I think you could have directing is Guillermo del Toro.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking too.
Hey, shout out. But outside of that, I do not think this make a great live action. I think a lot going on, a lot of twists and tricks. The world building would be too cost expensive, and the payoff would not be great because you know the twist.
Absolutely.
So let's move on to Mass Effect. And I've played every single one. You've played it for about 5 minutes, and you're a hater.
3 hours. 3 hours. As far as I got.
Well, fair enough. So I'm going to say Mass Effect, I think this should make a great live action. This is going to make a phenomenal live action. If you're not going to do a TV series, a trilogy movie would work. And if you're going to make a TV series, the only people who I have to say could have this is HBO Max.
Oh, and I'm surprised.
Here's why. HBO Max as a company has a way of pulling heartstrings much better than Hulu, better than Netflix, better than Amazon, and better than Disney. Like HBO Max will actually have you in your feels. And there's so many moments like that in Mass Effect where something bad actually does happen. Like you are faced with a choice that you do not feel good about. Do you cause an entire genocide? Do you leave people behind? Does your teammate actually pass away? That I think HBO Max is the ones who could allow a death or whatever that actually resonates throughout the entire series. Similar how you've seen with Game of Thrones, similar how you've seen with currently with The Last of Us. I think they could do it well heart-wise, because there's a lot of heart in Mass Effect.
Yeah, I'll have to go with you on that one.
I could see Amazon too, because Amazon is good when it comes to sci-fi. But I think for those more moments that are more heartstrings, I can only give it to HBO Max.
Yeah, you really got to watch The Expanse. You really got to check it out. Maybe there are some heartstrings in there. You'd be like, oh man, this is deep.
All right, so the next one is Horizon Zero Dawn. I have never played Horizon Zero Dawn.
I played it. I just really didn't like it. I didn't even make it through it, unfortunately. And I played it for like 15, 20 hours. It just did not grab me. I just stopped.
So do you think this is something that could be live action one?
Yes.
Okay.
I do actually see the potential. Yes.
See, my thing is, okay, so if you see it as live action, who do you think would take this? Who do you think would pick this up and do it the most amount of justice?
Man, they're heavy in the cinematics and all that stuff. I'd actually probably say HBO.
See, I'm going to say, if you're going to make this live action, because I don't know if you could, because the amount of digital effects needed for the dinosaurs is insane.
Well, it's like no different than like, I don't know. Transformers.
Yeah, but there's like, but that was like, you don't see a live action Transformers TV series. You see movies that are multi-budget.
That's fair. That's good.
And if I was going to say anybody, I would say Netflix.
Okay.
I could see Netflix picking this up, but the thing is I don't see Netflix paying the money. So I think this would be canceled after one season of Netflix.
This costed too much. We're done.
This costs too much. Nobody watch this. So it could be possible, even though I think it would be too cost prohibitive for it to work.
Okay. Yeah. And that's fair. I don't know anything about that stuff. So,
okay. So the next one, number 7, Assassin's Creed.
Well, they've tried.
They put it on the big screen. Didn't work. Damn Michael Fassbender, who apparently doesn't turn down a role either. So yes, I play a series. Yes, I think this could work. But I do not think this is going to work as a movie. This cannot work as a movie. There is too much going on for this to ever be a movie.
Yeah. It'd be kind of like Prince of Persia. Prince of Persia wouldn't work as a movie either.
It sure didn't work as a movie with Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He tried it and it didn't work. I forgot about that movie. I didn't even watch it.
Nobody did. Oh. That's why they didn't get a second one. The thing is, the problem with Assassin's Creed is there's so many. One, you would have to determine how you want to do this. So with Assassin's Creed, either you can keep like the Animus where you're modern day times, and each season you actually have to go back into a particular era to find some information to continue battling Templars or whatever.
Right.
Or you could do it as you're only ever set in the time period that you're set in. And you do several series of this where you change in, and then it comes together on the final season as to why all these series were done. But I think that the one that makes the most amount of sense is just keeping the Animus, and each season is you going into a different time period to get information that you need.
Yep. I could totally see that working. Absolutely.
I could see that working. And if I was going to give this to anybody, I'm actually going to give this to Hulu.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's a good one.
Because I think, because you don't hear about Hulu canceling a whole lot of shows.
No, they have really good long running shows that are still like solid.
That are
like, for example, like Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah,
Handmaid's Tale is written very well. Absolutely perfect.
Perfect example. Yeah, I think Hulu could do this. I think it could do injustice. I think that you can take as much time as you need because you can go into these worlds and you can build. You can. There's so much you can do with this because you can make it historically accurate too.
Yeah.
So I think, absolutely. I think this would be probably out of the all, I think this would be the best one to pick up as a TV series.
Wow.
Well, I hate to say it, but we got a couple more to go. So the next one being Elder Scrolls V Skyrim. We've both played this. Would this work as live action? And if so, who would pick this up? This one's hard.
So like, it's not doing anything crazy different than what we see now with some shows. Like it's, there's shows like it that exist that are kind of like Elder Scrolls, like this person that has these powers and they just walk around doing magic and just killing people with their act. Like it's not unheard of. So no. Like it could work,
but how's it going to
differentiate itself? That's the thing.
That's the key right there. It's not because the protagonist, the character you play as, they're generic. Not dynamic.
No.
Whereas The Witcher, you're watching Geralt of Rivia. That's who you're tuning in for. You're tuning in for the stories. You have very well thought out characters. With Skyrim, you can probably exist in the Skyrim realm, but you would not be able to tell the exact same story because you can't.
Yeah, it's too fucking weird. Like, because you could just do so, like, when you play the game, you could do so much weird stuff. Like, you don't even have to do the main story for a long time.
Most people don't.
You just go straight up right and just walk for miles. But yeah, I personally, yes, it could work, but I just don't see how it, like, that's a pretty saturated market in my opinion.
Yeah. I think that you could theoretically do a live action series in the Skyrim world, but I don't think you can do the Elder Scrolls V Skyrim. I do not think this could work as a TV series.
Right.
So let's move over to the next one, Portal. So this one is, we both played Portal.
Yep.
Do we think this could work as a live action series? I'm going to say no. Off the top of my head, it's not going to work.
Absolutely not. I see nothing there.
I do not see how this would be possible.
Like, you would be like literally you'd be making something totally new because there is a little story there in Portal, but like you'd be like literally you're going to be drawn from the like ground up. Like you're going to have to build that fully yourself.
Yeah, because the entire show would be you figuring out puzzles. Well, no, not you. You'd be watching you'd be watching somebody else figure out puzzles.
Stupid. I wouldn't even watch.
I wouldn't watch that. Number 10, Doki Doki Literature Club. I do not know what this is.
Nope, haven't seen that. Nope.
So yeah, this will be something more Mason's alley. Unfortunately, Mason's not here on this episode with us today. He actually has an early flight tomorrow, and he's going to tell us more about this when he returns. So unfortunately, we cannot review Doki Doki Literature Club because we do not know a whole lot about it.
Nothing.
Let's move over to Control by Remedy, the same people who made Alan Wake. I have never played Control because I know it's going to be much bigger than I want to play.
Yeah.
Have you played Control?
No, what's so funny is I'm pretty sure I have it downloaded on my computer.
I'm sure you do.
Yep, sure do. It's right on my desktop.
Mm-hmm.
I got it free with your Epic Game Store. I haven't gotten to it yet. I really do plan on playing it because I've heard people say that it's really, really good.
Yeah.
But I just haven't made it.
I heard people say it's good too. A lot of people compare it to like X-Files.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The problem is, I don't know if this would work as a TV series.
I don't know enough about it to tell you yes or no. So I have no idea.
We'll put a pause on that one. I don't know. We don't know on that.
Yeah.
Number 12. This one's for controversy. Kingdom Hearts.
Yes.
Obviously we played it. You think this could work as a live service?
Yes.
Live action. How do you think? Okay. How do you think this? There is no way this works live action.
Just Disney. I'm just gonna say right now, it goes right on Disney because they own the right. I know because they own the rights to all of it. And Disney, you figure it out. I would watch the shit out of it.
Figure it out. I could picture Disney like looking at Kingdom Hearts and being like, "I wish Amazon would try to use Mickey Mouse." Yeah, I mean, the problem is, it's so convoluted, bro.
It's incredibly convoluted. But just think, they could fix it and make it not convoluted because all those stories do. They're like if you've watched and played everything,
yeah,
they all are linked. It's just you had to play like this mobile version, this Vita game, this phone app game. Like, but if Disney said, you know what? We know the full lore. Let's just start it from point A and get you to point Z, because that's where we're at, point fucking Z. And we can make it make sense to everyone else that hasn't done all those hoops to figure out what's going on.
Disney would have to bring in the same people they did for Star Wars and Marvel. They have to bring in James Gunn to reconnect all these dots, because there's so much going on at once.
I would, dude, if someone could actually like do that and make it make sense and like digestible, like mm-hmm. make you like, yeah, I want to rewatch that. Yeah, that's good. That would probably be my favorite show because I love the world of Kingdom Hearts.
See, my problem is you would not be able to find an actor who could do Sora. There is no
is it a girl that plays his voice.
It might be. I'm not sure. I do not think you could find an actor that'll be able to do Sora. I hate to say it. No.
Well, they could just do it animated. But not, yeah, I guess.
It has to be live action. It
has to be live action?
Yeah.
I still fucking, yeah, they can do it. They can figure it out.
All right. You're putting your hat in the yes category. I'm going to put my hat in the hell no category. So the next one is Devil May Cry. I have played Devil May Cry.
I've never finished one, but I have played it.
I've never finished one either, but have played it. I mean, if you're going to do this, yes, you could do this. But it's going to be so gory and so gruesome. Only HBO Max could be allowed to do this. Because it would be a rated R series. Because there's a lot of guns. A lot of sword fighting. But the problem is, it would be boring. You would also use a lot of digital effects.
Yep.
I don't think this one would be worth it.
Yeah, it would be kind of like the Resident Evil movies. You know?
Which was trash.
Exactly. Like, you know what you're getting. You know, I forget that actress's name. She's going to show up and she's going to play her.
Mila Jovovich.
That one. Yep.
I think the closest thing this would be to would probably be John Wick. But with demons.
You know, think, What is his name? Oh my God. I loved his show. It'll come back to me.
Hellboy?
No. He's this guy. He's like a, he like hunts. Oh my God. He like hunts like demons and stuff. I forget his name right now. And I really liked one of his shows. It was on Hulu and it got canceled.
Of course it did. I guess Hulu does cancel the show.
What's his name? Played him once.
That narrows it down.
John Wick's actor.
Keanu Reeves.
I'm sure Keanu. Keanu played this guy in a movie once.
Constantine.
Oh. Yes. Devil May Cry would be like Constantine.
So it could work.
Yes. It could absolutely work.
All right.
Done like that.
Hire Keanu Reeves, paint his hair white, and we got Devil May Cry.
Deal, because I would love some more Constantine. So if you give me Devil May Cry and it's like Constantine, gimme.
All right, so the next one up on our list is Metal Gear Solid. I have played The Phantom Pain. I did not love it.
I didn't play any of them. I don't know any of it.
I think because Hideo Kojima creates video games that are already like movies and TV series. I think Metal Gear Solid would work. I think technically, in my opinion, I think anybody could pick this up. But if I was going to give it to anybody, it's either going to go to Amazon or HBO Max. I'm going to go actually say Amazon this time because they have the budget for this. It's basically like, it's basically war film, a lot about nuclear weapons, spying, espionage. I think this could work because it's already created in a way that's live action. It's already created as cinematic.
Yeah.
I think this would work. Next one up is Fallout. I don't think I'd watch this. I don't think this would work.
Okay, so I didn't like Fallout 3 New Vegas because it was so freaking buggy and I would just get stuck in death glitches.
That's all.
But right, but I did play Fallout 4 and I enjoyed it. I just never finished it.
Yeah.
It just got pulled into another game and just never finished it. But playing through that, and I did play a sizable amount of time, I think it could work. It's just like it's really just a post-apocalyptic like world. Like, I don't know.
But again, what are you doing to stand out?
That would be the only issue. What's the standout? If it's just the name tagged on there, sure, you'll probably pull gamers to watch it, but anyone else, you probably won't.
So currently there is something currently in the works for a Fallout TV series at Amazon. We have no information other than that.
Yeah, it'll probably be out in 10 years like Lord of the Rings.
Yep. That's true. The next one, Red Dead Redemption, a video game series that I thoroughly love. I think this could work out really well. I think this could be a live action. If I was going to give it to anybody, I'm giving this to Netflix. I would give this to Netflix.
Interesting. I would actually give this Paramount.
Yeah, okay, I have Paramount, and because you could think of Yellowstone.
Yep.
I think
it fits.
You're 100% right. I'll give that to Yellowstone. I'll give that to Paramount as well.
Yeah.
The next one being Psychonauts. No.
It could work as a like cartoon, but not a live action. I just don't see live action working at all for it.
Yeah,
it's too many powers. You would have to do like a lot of shit. It'd be expensive.
I don't think this could never work. And then the final one is Hades. I never played Hades.
I didn't play it either. I plan on playing it, just haven't gotten there.
Yeah, someday. So if Mason Radjing's review is here, he could give us the 411 on this one. However, we do not know. So we cannot say whether that would make a great live action service. But is there some game that you mentioned that we did not mention that you think would make a great live action serve, like a live action TV series or movie?
Gears of War, baby.
I am like, they really, that needs to be a thing. That needs to be a thing at this point. Like we've waited long enough. I think that would make great. I think Dave Bautista would make a great Marcus Fenix.
Yes. He's the only one.
He's the only one who could do it.
And he's a great actor. I mean, like, he's pretty good.
He's good. He's been getting better.
Yep.
Off the top of my head, I think the Yakuza series would make a great TV series.
Oh, yeah, that'd be fun.
I'd be here for that.
There's probably some There's probably some anime that's probably just like that.
Oh, guaranteed.
Oh, there is one I've seen that's like that. You would like it. It's called Tokyo Revengers.
Okay.
It's amazing. You would really like it. It's pretty cool. It's like, it's wild.
All right. Well, make sure you send me that in the text message. But before we go, let's do a quick review of Hogwarts Legacy. We've been playing it. You've got extensive hours. You're level 20. I want to say I'm level 14.
Mm-hmm.
Off the top of my head, I'm willing to give Hogwarts Legacy, I'm giving it a 4 uninformed gamers out of 5. And the reason being is because I think the world has been built phenomenally. I think the side quests are absolutely amazing.
Yep.
I think the graphics and character customization really is there. But my only drawback is I think that it's strange you start off as a 5th year.
Absolutely so weird.
And I think the main storyline leaves a lot to be desired.
I will question you on that because you haven't really played it.
I haven't played it, but however, I don't seem to care about the goblins. I don't care about the goblins. I don't care about ancient dolls. I don't give a fuck. When I saw the troll in Hogsmeade, I'm like, go. Bro, leave. Like, I don't care about you. Get out of my face. Avada Kedavra.
I want that spell so bad.
And I know how to get it.
I do not. I'm trying to go just Avacadabra fucking students. Let's see what you got. Avacadabra.
I saw like there was an article that said that some people are ending, like the end credits scene has some people, they have more deaths than Lord Voldemort did.
For me, all right, I will give it a 4.5 out of 5
on
Informed Gamers. And my reason to give it so high but not give it perfect. So last week I said it was perfect, but then I thought about it something. I was like, I can't actually give it perfect, so I take it back. And the reason for that is, well, there's two reasons. One, Quidditch missing is the weirdest thing ever.
Yep.
And the reason that it's missing is even worse.
It is the worst explained thing ever.
Two, the whole thing for me with Harry Potter was, it was when I was watching it younger, it was like these three friends going through all these trials and tribulations together. I feel like they missed an opportunity to make a really cool, like three player, like co-op game, like, or even two player, just someone besides just you, you know?
Yes. See, my thing with this, and specifically when it comes to like online co-op, because I've played online co-op with you before, and you guys are the kind of people who just rush. Y'all just run straight through. Y'all don't slow down. Like in the games that I play with you, you don't take a moment to enjoy the world. Like I actually played with one person co-op, and you know what he did? He skipped every single cutscene.
I don't typically do that.
I don't do that either. I actually walk through Hogwarts Legacy. I do not run. I walk through it. And so like you would need to find the proper people to play with you. But if you find like if you just hop into an online random co-op match,
No.
It's gonna be one guy running around in circles, jumping up and down, like rushing through and just rushing, and I hate that.
Yeah. I think with the like right group, it would be fun.
Yes, I think if you slowed the game down, it would be fine.
But yeah, that's my whole reasoning. Like, sure, like I need to see more of the campaign, like the main story. Like I've seen a decent amount of it.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Right.
Cause I'm like 19 hours in.
Okay.
So I've seen a good amount of it. But still not that much. Cause the story quest is level 11 and I'm level 20. So like,
you know
how much I've seen.
Yeah. You're walking overpowered as fuck.
Oh, I'm completely busted. But yeah, no, that's exactly what I would do. I mean, yeah, I wish it's just a missing point. And it's just because of my visual and like experience with the movies. It's just like, I just would expect it.
Okay. That's very fair. So you've heard it here on the Uninformed Gamers that we give it anywhere from a 4 Uninformed Gamer score to a 4.5 out of 5. So if you have the opportunity, make sure you play it. If you follow our Twitter page, you saw that I am a man of our word. I said that if I was going to spend money on Hogwarts Legacy, that I was absolutely going to donate to a trans organization, and I donated the same amount of money equivalent to the Trans Law Center, which is in part to create a more equal and equitable world for people who are trans. So you saw that on our Twitter page. So it is what it is. You can say what you want about me for doing that. But the way I see it is I have friends who are trans, and J.K. Rowling does have some pretty anti-trans beliefs that some people do have a tendency to follow. So it is what it is.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Rod James Review is not here with us, but hopefully he will be back next week with some very exciting news and some exciting stales. If you like what we do here at the Uninformed Gamers, you can find us at Twitter page at Uninformed Gamers. And you can also find us on TikTok at Uninformed Gamers. We've actually had quite a few views and quite a bit of engagement, which is nice. If you wish to play with me or contact me on Xbox, you can find me at Darkness Tiger. And on PlayStation 5, you can find me Darkness Tiger 2. All right, Chris, go ahead and give your sign-offs.
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter at Chameleon Games. That is the best place to reach me right now.
All right, epic. If you like what we do here at the Uninformed Gamers, please give us a like, a share, a subscribe, and even some engagement. Let us know how we're doing. This is something we enjoy doing. And you know what? We haven't been canceled yet. Yet. All right. Thank you all so much for joining us. We will see you next time. Bye.
Later.